Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're diving into something, well, it feels like it's on everyone's mind these days. News. Like, how do we even navigate the news anymore? You know, it used to be big names, big networks. You knew who to turn to, right? The Cronkites, the Rathers.
Ah, the good old days, right?
Right. But now, things are different. I mean, you've got folks like Chris Cuomo, used to be CNN, right? And Tucker Carlson, he's gone from Fox News, both huge names, and now. They're going solo, doing their own thing. So how are we supposed to figure out who to trust?
It's a lot, right?
It's a real shift, yeah. I mean, for the longest time, these massive corporations, they were the gatekeepers of information. But the internet, social media, it's a whole new ballgame.
It's like that whole thing with SNL, you remember? That Mediopoly skit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were totally poking fun at how corporations influence the news. And get this. Whether it was true or not, they pulled it from reruns.
Huh.
Makes you wonder, right? What's really going on behind the scenes?
Well, that skit, funny as it was, it did highlight this huge issue. You know, that line between what's actual news and what's driven by, well, the almighty advertising dollar.
Right.
Networks need those sponsors. But what happens when a story, you know, a big story, could really upset those sponsors? It's a tightrope walk. And that impacts everything. What gets reported, how it gets reported, the whole deal.
And that feeds into why people like Cuomo and Carlson, they're going independent, right? They say, hey, I can cover what I want, how I want, no corporate overlords breathing down my neck.
Yeah, their whole thing is, this is freedom. Freedom to pursue stories that maybe, just maybe, those big outlets wouldn't touch. Too controversial, maybe bad for the brand. And you know what? People are listening. They're questioning the big media players, wondering if they're getting the full story.
But let's be real for a sec. Even if you're independent, someone's got to pay the bills, right?
Right.
So is it really freedom? Or just a different kind of influence, maybe.
$1 million question right there. You got Substack, Patreon, even YouTube. They're all giving journalists ways to go directly to the audience. Subscriptions, donations, that kind of thing. And honestly, some amazing journalism's coming out of it.
I mean, look at Glenn Greenwald. The stuff he did with the Snowden leaks, the NSA, that was huge. And he was able to do it because he was outside the system.
Exactly. Greenwald, Barry Weiss, Matt Taibbi. These are journalists building careers on digging into the stories that, well, traditional media might avoid.
Okay, so going independent, it can be liberating, right? But it's also, tricky. Even with support from your audience, someone's usually still funding the operation. So what if those people have their own agendas?
There it is. That's the challenge, isn't it? Just because you're not funded by a big corporation doesn't mean you're immune to bias. You might have wealthy donors, foundations, who knows? And they might have their own reasons for backing certain types of reporting.
So in a way, you're trading one potential bias for another. A news source that's not beholden to corporate sponsors, it doesn't automatically mean it's objective or trustworthy.
Exactly. Which is why it's more important now than ever to be a critical consumer of, well, everything, right?
You can't just passively consume news anymore. You got to be questioning, evaluating, really thinking about what you're reading, what you're watching.
You got it. And that's what we're going to unpack next.
Okay, so we're in this whole new world of news now, right?
Yeah.
We can't just like blindly trust the big names, the big networks anymore. We got to be our own fact checkers, detectives almost. But how do we even do that? Where do you even begin with all this?
You know, it's kind of like building a balanced diet, but for your brain, for the information you take in, you wouldn't just eat like only sugar all day, every day, right? You need variety to be healthy. News is kind of the same way.
So variety is key here. Like instead of just reading the same newspaper, watching the same channel, I need to branch out.
Exactly. Diversify those sources. If you're all about cable news, maybe challenge yourself to check out some outlets with different perspectives, you know? Read something from the left, then see how the right is covering the same story. Pay attention to the differences, like how they frame it, what they choose to emphasize, even the words they use. It's amazing how those little things can really change how you see things.
Yeah, it's easy to get stuck in your own little bubble, especially with those social media algorithms, right? They just feed you more of what you already seem to agree with.
Oh, totally. But when you step outside that comfort zone, you know, that's when you're really challenging your own biases. And that's how you get more informed, how you start to see the bigger picture.
So diversify.
Yeah.
Got it. What else should we be on the lookout for while we're building these balanced media diets of ours?
Remember that question we talked about? Who's paying for this question? News, whether it's from some huge corporation or, you know, a blogger with a laptop, it costs money to make. So always, always think about the funding behind the sources you're getting your news from.
So, like, if I see a headline and it just feels, I don't know, too crazy to be true or something, maybe I should do a little dig and see who's funding that website or whoever wrote the article.
Exactly. Transparency is key. Do they openly talk about where their money comes from? Are they upfront about any potential conflicts of interest? If you see a journalist who's always pushing a certain angle and it seems like, maybe someone's benefiting from that, well, it's worth looking into who might be backing them.
And this is especially important with independent journalists, right? Since they're often relying on, you know, readers, donors, people like that, there's more room for bias to creep in.
That's the two sides of the independence coin, right? It frees you from some pressures, sure, but it can also make you more beholden to whoever's funding you. It doesn't mean their reporting is automatically wrong or bad, but it's something to be aware of as you're, you know, sizing up the information.
It's like we can't just take things at face value anymore. We've got to be skeptical, question everything.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask, what's the motive here? Consider those sources. And remember, there's always more than one side to every story.
We're all becoming detectives, in a way. Always looking for clues to figure out what's really going on.
I love that. Because that's what it takes these days. Being an informed citizen, especially online, it means thinking critically. Don't just accept what you see. Question it.
Okay, this is, wow, it's a lot to process, but also really eye-opening. But I'll be honest, it's also a little overwhelming.
And I hear you. But it's also empowering. You have more control over the information you consume than ever before. You get to choose your sources, build that balanced media diet we talked about. You have the power to think critically and decide what shapes your worldview.
So with all this information overload, everyone and their grandma becoming a publisher, what's the most important thing to remember? If we could boil it all down to one thing we should take away from all this.
It's simple, really. Be curious. Be skeptical. And never, ever stop asking questions.
I love that. Be curious. Be skeptical. Never stop asking questions. That should be on a t-shirt. But seriously, we've covered a lot of ground today. The changes in, like, who controls the news, how to be smarter about what we read and watch. What I'm really wondering is, where do we go from here? What happens to news as more and more journalists go independent? Yeah, that's the big question, right? Like, where does all this go? What happens to news when it's more about these independent voices, less about the big guys?
It's kind of exciting to think about, actually. As more journalists ditch the traditional media world, well, it could totally change how we even think about news. Like, the whole relationship between those who report it and those of us who, you know, read it, watch it, listen to it.
So instead of some big network deciding what we see, it's becoming more about, well, us, the audience.
Exactly. It's not enough to just tell people what to think anymore. They have to earn our trust, really prove they're worth our time. And that means transparency, like really engaging with the audience, having a conversation, not just talking at them.
So it's not just about us being smarter news consumers. It's about us demanding more from those who are giving us the news in the first place, right?
Totally. We're not just along for the ride anymore, you know? We're active participants, and that's a powerful thing.
It's like we're all part of this huge, ongoing conversation. And by being informed, by asking those tough questions, even by supporting the journalists and outlets that really resonate with us, we can actually help shape things. Mm. We can push for a media landscape that's more accountable, more engaged, more well-informed.
Absolutely. It's about raising the bar for everyone.
You know, for all the challenges we've talked about today, all the stuff that can feel kind of overwhelming, I'm actually feeling hopeful, like optimistic about the future of news.
Me too. Mm. There's so much potential here. For new voices, new ideas, new ways of doing things, we could end up with a news ecosystem that's actually accountable to the people it's supposed to serve.
It's like we're watching a whole new era of journalism unfold right in front of us. And the best part, we get to be a part of it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This has been incredible. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into, well, the wild world of news. Remember, be curious, be skeptical, and keep asking those questions. Until next time.